do something different. When you change up your routine, you take a different route, you talk to new people, you eat at a different time in your day, you're actually shooting arrows at your subconscious mind. And this is bringing you into the unknown and into new potential realities. This is gonna change the questions you ask yourself. Welcome to Magical Moments. I'm your host, Aura Vibin. If you're on a healing journey and you're interested in self-improvement, shadow work, spiritual secrets, and how to make every moment a little more magical, then you're exactly where you're meant to be. Hello, my loves. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited to be starting this because I want to unblock my throat chakra. I want to connect deeper with my community. I want more long-form content so we can dive into topics that I'm interested in. So this is like mindset tips, consciousness, vibrational hacks. I love talking about shadow work, self-love, magic and manifestation. We'll be talking about astrology, art, inner child healing, dreams and dream work, mission and purpose, subconscious blocks, and of course, finding peace and magic in every moment. My intention for starting this podcast is definitely to be a lot more vulnerable with you guys because I feel I have a very like catered, perfect image and I kind of want to break down my walls a little bit and get a little uncomfortable because you know the universe rewards risk takers and especially people who are vulnerable. It's kind of crazy. It's like the more you show your bleeding heart, the more you're gifted in this world. It's literally wild. Look at all these artists. They inspire us so much. If you know anything about astrology, by the way, I have a Taurus midheaven, and the midheaven is the placement in your birth chart that indicates success in terms of your career. And so I have a Taurus midheaven. Taurus is the zodiac sign that rules over the throat, which means anything I do when it comes to like speaking or singing or using my voice career-wise is going to be massively successful and will explode. And just this belief that I have is going to make it true. So, hey, thanks for coming along on this journey. Today we're going to be talking about your dominant question. Everyone has one. Yes, you have one. This is a concept created by Jim Quick, who is a brain coach on Instagram, more than just Instagram, but check out his Instagram. It's really inspiring. He says you can tell a lot about a person based on what they ask themselves multiple times throughout the day. So we all have a dominant question. We ask ourselves a certain question 3 or 4 times per day. And so I'm asking you, what is your dominant question? When I reflected upon my own dominant question, immediately what came to mind was, and feel free to pause this, by the way, and think of your own dominant question. But immediately what came to mind was, am I actually living my purpose? Am I truly living my purpose? And so what this showed me instantly was, wow, okay, so she's very unhappy. Like, she doesn't feel like she's in alignment. She's probably constantly comparing herself to people whose careers she admires, like singers, dancers, etc., artists. And she's probably frequently complaining during her day that she's not living her purpose. So, like, this dominant question can show us so much about ourselves. Did you know that we have 70,000 thoughts per day? This means that we're constantly battling our minds. We're constantly battling noise. So we need to be on the offense with what we're asking ourselves, with what we're letting into our consciousness and putting out in the world. So today's episode, I am going to talk about 5 different things that you can do to change your dominant question. So Jim Quick, the brain coach, asked Will Smith, "What is your dominant question, Will Smith?" And Will Smith said, his question is, "How can I make this moment even more magical?" This was so beautiful to me when I heard this because we have access to magic at every single moment. We just forget because we constantly fill our time with distractions or we feel like our problems are so big, so we focus on that. But like when you switch your question to like, how can I find the magic in this moment? or how can I find the blessing here? It's almost like you have access to this like higher realm, literal magic. And I feel like it comes from being present. So yeah, I named the podcast Magical Moments because I love this concept so much that any moment can be alchemized into magic. Any hardship can be a blessing depending on the perspective you have of it. So dominant question examples, like I asked a couple of friends their dominant questions, and this is what I got. Why is it so hard to make money? Okay, so that shows me like this person is super insecure when it comes to the material realm, probably doesn't feel safe, doesn't feel like a money magnet, feels like it's hard to manifest here. Relatable for sure. Another person was, why does nobody like me? Or another person was, how can I get people to like me? So like major people pleaser vibes. And so you can tell so much about a person by the questions they ask themselves. So here are five key ways to change your dominant question. The first one, like we just said before, is presence. Being present with yourself. This presence awakens potential in the air. When you're fully present, all of a sudden now you become a channel. You become a channel to shifts of energy in the air. And not just that, you become awakened to a lot more than you ever realized. Like there's so much stimulus around us. It's in like the objects in the room. Like there's a flower right here. I'm only noticing the flower right now because I'm present. And so I see the magic in the flower. And the more present you are, the more messages you can download from source. When we're filling our time with scrolling on social media, running from job to job, or making our food really fast, we don't have space to change the outcome of our lives. So presence is actually what you're looking for when you're actively searching, like, how can I change my life? It's actually just by stopping everything. Like, stop what you're doing completely, sit down, in the silence of your own mind, the sweet sound of silence, and watch all of the blessings unfold. Watch your higher self come visit you, your guides come visit you. You have access to God, you have access to your spirit team. And through this beautiful silence, everything becomes clear and magical. You can change your dominant question when you're aware of what your mind is telling you. Presence is a key way of changing your dominant question. Number two, create goals. You need to know what you want to be able to change your dominant questions that come up. Oftentimes, so many of us are on autopilot, and it's because we don't know what we want. So it's so easy for these random questions to pop up, like, I wonder if I'm even happy. Like maybe that's one of your dominant questions. You're wondering that because you're on autopilot. Your soul is on autopilot. When you create goals, all of a sudden, you're genuinely asking yourself throughout the day, what do I want my life to look like? Let's say you create a goal of running a marathon. All of a sudden, your dominant question is going to be, am I eating right for my marathon that I'm planning to run? Am I training enough? Am I properly prepared for this marathon? So when you have goals, okay, it could even be like journaling every single day for 5 days. Your dominant questions are gonna change. So every time you have like free time, you're gonna be like, oh, did I journal today? Am I gonna journal later? All of a sudden, the ideas in your mind change. Oh, and if you don't have goals and you don't know what you want, one of my favorite podcasters, he's the Mindset Mentor. He frequently says, it is okay to not know what your purpose is, but it is not okay to not be in constant pursuit of it. Why? Because if you're not in constant pursuit of your purpose, you are probably stagnant. You are probably in stagnation. Stagnation is actually one of the things that deteriorates a human. Like, we are built to change, we are built to grow, we are built to evolve. And so when we choose comfort over evolution, we start to deteriorate really quickly. Our mood, our emotions, our brain, like we are meant to evolve. We're literally in Earth school to evolve. Make little goals and always be in search of your purpose. Number three, another way that you can reprogram your mind and start changing your dominant questions is by using your reticular activating system. If you've never heard this term before, it's called the RAS. And it is a bunch of neurons in your brain that act as a filtration process based on your perception. So let me explain this. You know, when you are focused on getting a new car, I'm looking at this blue Volkswagen. You're looking online, and all of a sudden this becomes like a dominant subject in your life. You're gonna go outside and you're gonna start seeing blue Volkswagens everywhere because your reticular activating system is picking it up. The same thing, often people ask for signs. So let's say you're like, if I should quit my job, show me a green star in the next 20 minutes. Right now, your dominant question is gonna be like, where can I see that green star? Where can I see that green star? Use your RAS to benefit you. Use your reticular activating system to benefit you to create a cognitive bias based on what you wanna see in your life. Let's say that you want to see evidence of you attracting money. You're going to find 10 senses on the floor. Someone's going to give you $5, and all of this is going to be extreme abundance for you because you're going to start believing it and you're keeping your eye out for that money, which means that you are now an open channel to receiving more of it just by shifting your perspective. Make it a game at first. Be like, yeah, okay, I want to see how much money I can make. I want to see if I'm an abundance magnet, if I'm a money magnet. And then all of a sudden, it's a game to you, but that becomes your dominant question. You could ask your reticular activating system to show you ways in which you attract love. All of a sudden, you are walking down the street and a dog comes up to you and starts like licking you, and you're like, whoa, okay, so this really does work. And so that's another way to change your dominant question. Number four, implement action. The law of attraction and actually creating things in this material realm does come down to action. The law of attraction, action. The only thing that's going to change your life is action and actually taking steps towards making a different life for yourself. Jim Quick, the brain coach, says we need to actively apply concepts to our lives for anything to change. So he says, ask yourself these three questions. How can I use this? Like, if you're listening to this podcast right now, how can you actually implement what I'm saying into your life on a daily basis? In which situations can I use this? Then he says, number two, why must I use this? Tap into the why behind it. Okay, maybe you need to be asking yourself what your dominant question is because you notice you have a lot of negative self-talk. Tap into the why. Every person who has a why has a stronger reason to show up every single day. And then number three, he says, when will I use this? Visualize yourself using this concept in your everyday life. Me starting this podcast is going to change my dominant questions because I'm changing my reality by creating this podcast. Tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to say, ooh, I wonder how people are going to like this podcast. So your questions change based on the actions you take. So take actions that will make you ask better questions internally. And number five, do something different. Switch up your routine. When you change up your routine, you take a different route, you talk to new people, you eat at a different time in your day, you're actually shooting arrows at your subconscious mind. And this is good. This is bringing you into the unknown and into new potential realities. This is going to change the questions you ask yourself. The subconscious mind, we're going to be doing lots of episodes, lots of podcast topics on this. But basically, the subconscious mind is 90% of your mind, which means your subconscious mind runs you. And it consists of your beliefs, your habits, your emotions, your values, your long-term memory, your imagination, and your intuition. And then your conscious mind is your short-term memory, your logical thinking, and your critical thinking. And that's it. It's really imperative that you change your beliefs, you change your emotions, you change your habits. And how do you do that? Diving into the unknown. Because when you're in the unknown, your subconscious mind can't keep repeating the same questions. dragging you down with those terrible dominant questions. When we go to sleep, our subconscious mind stays fully awake. This is why people put on affirmations all night long. Science shows that we still hear and process everything while we're asleep. So think about playing some subliminal messaging when you're sleeping. By diving deep into your subconscious mind, your dominant questions have to change. And you know what? This is a bonus one. How to change your dominant question. Stay away from people who reinforce the questions that you ask yourself that you're not happy about asking yourself. So let's say that you don't like the fact that you are so fragile when it comes to your confidence. Stay away from people who talk about their lack of self-confidence. Stay away from people who remind you of your own insecurities. Because it's like you're not just battling yourself, you're going to be battling them too. So to sum up, 5 key ways changing your dominant question. Number 1, presence. Be present with your thoughts. Number 2, create goals so you know what you want in this life. Number 3, use your reticular activating system to benefit you. Number 4, implement action. Actually go out there, change your life, and watch the questions in your mind change. Finally, dive into the unknown. Change your subconscious mind, change your reality. I hope this inspires you guys to create new subconscious dominant questions. Let me know what you want to hear or what you want to see in terms of podcast topics. I have a lot written down, and I also hope this excites you to be part of this beautiful, magical journey that we are taking together. All right, guys. And I leave you with that. I hope this podcast inspires you to find the magic in every moment.